This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We are the Tempest Sphere. We are the InfoWar. All right, I'm going to get into more of this in the third and fourth hour. I'm going to take your calls coming up next segment. But they're really trying to censor people that were tricked as children to transition to another sex, but you can't really do that. And I'm not judging adults that want to do that. I'm not hating people. A lot of nice folks, you know, like Blair White and people, you know, who are nice folks, and I'm not judging them. But pushing it on children is an attempt at sterilization. And that's what this is. And so there's nothing on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you name it, that they censor more than this information. Is people that say, I regret what happened. I regret what was done to me. It causes health problems. And there's so many things. It's like that South Park episode where the guy thinks he can be a dolphin. And they, you know, do all this. He's not a dolphin, ladies and gentlemen. So if I went into the doctor and wanted my finger cut off, they put me in a mental institution. Or if an anorexic went in and wanted to be given, you know, methamphetamine, they'd put him in a mental institution. But if a little boy or little girl wants their testicles or breasts cut off, well, it's totally liberal. We should all do it. So here's someone that regrets it that they're trying to censor. Here it is.
In the last few years of my life, and I realized it's been a complete hell. My life has just went down the hill ever since I had so-called bottom surgery, trying to be a woman. And I regret it. I regret it 100%. I regret too that I ever thought I was trans, that I ever thought I could be a woman, you know, and I wish I could go back and not have any surgeries or medical transition or take any hormones. To be honest, like, this transition has costed me so much of my health, both mental and physical, as well as certain relationships in my family. It costed me job opportunities. It costed me a career that I could have had. I don't know if you guys know it, but I do have like 2 master's degrees and I'm a CPA. And honestly, like, this whole transition and my whole like trying to be a woman thing completely derailed my life. And right now I have osteoporosis, scoliosis, I have a lump in my breast, I have 1-inch vagina, and so it's like I have no sex drive. I'm trying to do the transition. I'm taking testosterone injection at this point, but I can't grow any facial hair. Like, nothing is happening. I mean, obviously I still like wearing makeup and stuff, but makeup and hair does not make a woman. So I've been so delusional for all these years, and I just wish my family and friends weren't so supportive of my transition, you know, and I wish they sat me down and talked to me and said, like, are you sure? Is what you want to do? Maybe you'll grow out of this. I have so much to say, and all the things that I say are not going to be, like, perceived well by trans community, but I don't care. I'm leaving trans community. At this point, I identify as non-binary person. Any pronoun is fine. If you see me as a man, that's fine. You can call me he. If you see me as a woman, you shouldn't. I'm not a woman. I thought I was one, but I'm not. And, sorry, like, honestly, I just don't know what else to say. And I know some of you guys thought I was trans and you guys looked up to me maybe, and like, but I've made a huge mistake that I cannot take back. I completely miss my sex drive. I miss my penis, and I completely fucked up. Whatever, I sacrificed so much financially, and like, I've been through so much trying to get this approximation, like, really bad approximation of female genitals, and that's what it is. And I've been delusional this time. I didn't want to admit to myself because I did an irreversible change to my body, And I just had to roll with it because I had no other options. And unfortunately, the trans community has become very toxic. At this point, they've gone too far. Nobody, my opinion doesn't go.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's hour number two of this live August 30th Tuesday broadcast. I take it as a badge of honor when people like Bill Maher attack us. It shows we're over the target.
24 things you don't know about me, Alex Jones. Like, I oppose abortion because I like to see suckers born every minute. I've been anally penetrated by aliens so many times, I carry lube. My theory is that the diary of Anne Frank is nothing more than a nasty Airbnb review. My go-to snack is onions and a handful of unmarked medication. I have a line of camouflage that works so well, I can't find it anywhere. In high school, I was voted most likely to secede. I believe the moon landing was real, but Knott's landing was fake. Knott's landing. My drag queen name is Misinformation.
We're now well into hour number two, about to start taking your phone calls. If you just joined us, a lot of stations do. Just carry the second, third, fourth hour. It's all over the news. Biden, the puppet president, the third administration of Joe Obama. Joe Obama's the real name. With Michael Obama up there. Is set to give a speech Thursday that the right-winger fascists that are about to totally take over and want to censor you and control you, but that's what the left is all doing. What is your response to this? Where you do you think it's all going? Here's some of the headlines that deal with this. Alex Jones predicts leftist false flag ops targeting Trump to derail re-election campaign. Video, Lindsey Graham warns of riots. The criminal charges are brought against Trump. The media then runs that saying Trump's calling for riots. You read the article, he didn't call for riots. They're getting ready to stage something, ladies and gentlemen. 43% of Americans think civil war likely within a decade. The next U.S. civil war is already here. We just refuse to see it, says the London Guardian. Biden to deliver primetime address warning Americans' rights are under attack. And it goes on and on and on. We're taking your phone calls right now, ladies and gentlemen. In the order they are received, let's talk to Maverick in Oregon. Maverick, you're on the air.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you better know right now that you are under corporate siege. These people are coming for every last right you ever had, and you better get things right and right with God. Because your time is running out. You just picture an hourglass right now in your living room. And just imagine all the time going out. That's the time we got left here to be free. and the home of the brave, because I live in the city that never stops rioting, the city that never stops capitulating, the city that never stops, sleeping. Portland is now just a safe haven for the criminal underworld and drug addicts and everything alike. And I just want to tell everyone right now that it's your last chance. You better get right and get it right now, because your time's up and it's coming. Our time of reckoning is coming as humans, as God's children.
So. I agree. America is under judgment. So is the world.
Yep. And Alex, I just pray every night. I pray for you. I pray for everybody. Let's come together. Let's build the real community, and that's us, America, freedom. Let's share it with the world.
Absolutely.
Let's take the world back.
Let's take the world back. It's the war for the world, the Great Reset, the war for the world. Maverick, incredible points. Thank you. Let's go to Tennessee. Let's talk to Tom in Tennessee. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Alex. You know, it's not a matter of preventing this. It's not a matter of avoiding it, because we're in the middle of it, man, and we can mitigate. And we can organize, but we have to realize that we're at war, and we're in about seven or eight separate, totally separate asymmetric wars with these people.
Exactly. They hit you with a bunch of different wars. They admit that. And Steve Bannon said it yesterday. He said the collapse is already here. There's no mitigating that it started. There's only mitigating how bad it's going to get. And the faster we wake up and say no to everything they're saying, turn back our pipelines, turn back on the coal power plants, that would fix so much just financially right there. But if you don't control the border, turn the power back on, stop the fentanyl, stop the pedophile drag queen story time, we don't have – stop defunding of the police. If we don't stop all that, we're done.
Well, we can organize folks to get people into the war that they're most interested in, because a mother is going to be interested in education, protecting the children.
Yeah, talk about the eight different, because I agree, it's about eight. You're dead on, brother. I tell you, you're really smart. Describe what asymmetrical warfare is first, and then describe some of the different wars that are happening.
All right. Well, an asymmetric war is an actual war, but it's totally unbalanced, and it's not recognized as well. Because you've got an actual military kind of thing happening on the one side. On the other side, you've got usually far more people and far less weapons and far organization. So the wars the high level wars we're in are intelligence, public health, government, and finances. So within intelligence is everything from propaganda to what's happening with government agencies. You know, one thing that defines a dictatorship to me is executive orders. Executive orders equals dictatorship. So public health, another very important one. Of course, we all know that.
And we see forced inoculation, medical IDs, education, brainwashing, turning kids against their parents, teaching kids they're evil because of what color they are. Absolutely. You just go down the line.
Yeah. And the other one, just to cascade down, it's economic attacks, big pharma, weather disasters with geoengineering been going on with the military for many years, election fraud, propaganda with the mainstream media, cyber attacks, food shortages, energy.
They're being hit from every side. And then the Club of Rome and the Bilderberg Group, Davos brags they're doing it. They say we're doing this as part of a transition. Our enemies are admitting to it.
And what you've done, what InfoWars has done for many years, and your guys may not really think about this or have run into it, but you guys are using Reed's Law of Communications. It's an MIT thing that came. It's the newest one after Metcalfe's Law. But Reed's Law says that you can take a totally distributed network, with meaning all the people that don't know each other, cities, I've never been to Spokane, you know, all of that. And you can combine them into actual networks if you offer two things. One is communications. The other one is coordination. And when you communicate and coordinate on a common goal, and that's the other rule.
And that's why they fear InfoWars. It's not me. It's this group we built together. They fear this. Yeah, exactly.
Right. You're building networks. And those networks, then when you've got those networks built, you can begin to use network strategies of communication.
So how do you know all this? Were you like in Army Special Operations, or how do you know all this?
No, it's just research for many years. I'm also in a company called CERTAS, and we're building support and command and control technologies for law enforcement. We're just now launching. And an amazing thing happened to me a year ago when last time I talked to you guys, we were working on a tool for the elections in 2020. And we never got it launched, and we didn't need it as it turned out. But the amazing thing is, about a month before the elections, I called and talked to you, and during 2 minutes, you had me mention our URL twice. And we had 300,000 hits on our site within a day. Now, we've been spending a year getting ready for this, and I'm VP of research. I'm a lawyer, a former entertainer, as a matter of fact, and I'm retired. I'm 81 years old. I remember who Hopalong Cassidy is and Pupil Fran and Ollie and Amos and Andy. But I've been studying warfare for years, especially in the RAND Corporation and swarming and the kinds of things they do there. You know that thing you just played, the comedy thing with the ants? That's really key, because what InfoWars, your experience has been, first they've ignored you, then they've laughed at you, then they fought you, and then you win.
Yes, sir.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm going to try to take a lot of calls this segment. Jake in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead. Talk about Trump's blind spot.
That's right. Hey, Alex, I'm so happy to be on with the leader. I think you've been a leader a lot longer than the last year, by the way, at least since 2015, 2016, in my mind.
But, well, I only raise that because now it's recognized, but whatever resistance is left, that they say it publicly, they say it privately, it's a big responsibility, but it's recognized that this show, the callers, the guests, the crew, it's not just me. We are recognized as a leader. You are recognized as a leader, Jake.
Well, it would depend on who you asked, I suppose, at what time. But anyways, Trump's blind spot. Okay, there's a couple things we can all agree on. The vaccine, still taking victory laps on that, outrageous. Ivanka and Jared, also a problem. The pardons, disconcerting. But one thing I think that we gloss over frequently is the Las Vegas incident, the shooting. And what came out of that? For example, Sandy Hook, Uvalde, Columbine, all these things are still floating, percolating, bubbling up in popular culture.
Well, that's right. They don't want us to question Sandy Hook, that had a lot of questions, or Uvalde, the state police head, says it's a cover-up, I don't know what happened. Same thing with Vegas. They still don't know what happened. Exactly.
But nobody really talks about it. And what was the outcome? The outcome was banning bump stocks. Like, bump stocks caused that horrible tragedy. And now it's emboldened the ATF to raid citizens to come in with warrantless searches.
Without warrants, exactly. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. They don't want us looking into these mass shootings.
That happened under Trump. And Trump came out against the bump stocks. It boggles my mind. But basically, there are a couple of really interesting artifacts that have been allowed to remain in the social media landscape, and those are from Dan Bilzerian. And when he's questioned about this, when this topic comes up on various podcasts like Full Send, they shut him down immediately. I think it would be a great piece for you and him to get together and discuss.
I agree. The group should try to get Dan Bilzerian on the show. It would be huge. Thank you, Jake. Let's talk to Phil. Phil in Washington. Go ahead.
Good day, Alex.
Welcome.
My concern is you speak a lot about, if they put you in jail or prison or they try to kill you. Do you think your listeners, I am a listener, should be wary of that or of a pre-crime?
Absolutely. They're going to put everybody on new lockdowns with a social credit score ID system. So we're all becoming prisoners. We're fighting the New World Order because it's about making us all prisoners, regardless of what show you listen to. They want to make everybody a prisoner. Conservatives, Christians, liberals, populists, communists, black, white, doesn't matter.
Speaking of prisoners, I have had my freedom taken away and I have been locked up, so I know what it's like. And some of your listeners, I don't know if they actually know what that is like. Try being locked in your bathroom with a toilet and a sink and relying on everybody else to bring you food, whatever. I mean, it's a big deal. And the only thing better than freedom is being freed. That's what I realized about being locked up. It's been since 2007 for me, but I know what it's like.
I hear you, brother, and I appreciate your call. Anything else you want to add? He's gone. All right. Marky in New York. Marky, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Oh, I can't believe I got through. I just want to say one thing about Trump. Just keep in mind the population we're dealing with and that he can't just throw that whole, you know, chunk of voters out that are still, you know, diehard for the vaccine. And I was going to try to get a hold of you in late June, early July about, you know, the only way that they could really indict him is by admitting the vaccine was bad. And I can't believe that they're doing it now.
But the Democrats push forced inoculation and making the military and kids take it. Trump's against that. He should come out completely against it now. That's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. And I'll tell you what, if DeSantis is on a whole different, you know, bubble than Trump, I'm going to be voting for him. Absolutely. Another thing I wanted to bring up, I'm not sure if you remember your dreams or not. I know this sounds funny. I have experience with astral projection for years. And I believe you had a dream in around June 25th, and I connected with you. I know that sounds crazy, but if you remember your dreams, I'd go ahead and explain it. And if not, then I will.
No, I mean, some dreams are a war game in your brain. Others are your spirit going out, interfacing with other spirits. So tell me what you saw.
So, it was in Texas. It wasn't familiar to me. It was familiar to you. And it was like at a park or something like that, but it was, there was small pebble gravel kind of paved path, like around some trees. I only saw a little bit of it. I was sitting up on this, electric box, maybe. You had like a gathering or something and you were looking around and you were glad that people were there, but you were still worried. And I talked to you, and I got your attention, and you looked up at me, and I said, hey, you know, I just said, I love you, and I grabbed you by your big old face, and I just gave you a smooch, and then I left. And I think it was around the time that you woke up, because it was probably around, like, 4 or 5 o'clock, but I'm an hour ahead of you.
I'll say this. My most important work is done when I'm sleeping. It's amazing. I dream. Most people dream in the end of like a 7-8 hour cycle. I dream from the minute I go to sleep constantly, 100% the entire time. And so I hear what you're saying. That's heavy stuff, Marie. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's go to Sid in Washington. Sid, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got you, little birdie. I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They are a bunch of Christian murdering scum, building giant death factories, keeping babies alive, selling their body parts. How long do I have to put up with these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They got green-looking skin, and they run around screaming, we love Satan. We want to kill babies. I have them on video. Thanks to Alex Jones. And God bless you today. I want to thank my Heavenly Father for an amazing Armageddon.
Hold on, Sid. This is too good. I'm going to put you on hold. I want you to sing the whole song when we come back. That song's had like 100 million views. They take it down everywhere. What do they even call that song? It's Bon Iver, Alex Jones?
Look, it's Sid Canoe, bitch, shoot Brighty on. It's time to take over. You know, the Trump love hate reaching new depths as he hangs up on the Vax Info calls, and you inspired it as Death Jabs Incorporated goes on. It's coming to a head. The Battle of Armageddon.
Sid, we're on radio, so we got 15 minutes ads an hour, 14 minutes. We got to go to break. We're going to come right back to you. People ask me, why do you have so many breaks? We're still on hundreds of radio stations. We're the old media. Now we stayed on the air when they took us off the internet because we still had hundreds of radio affiliates. We love them. So we got to work with these folks and we love them. So very soon I'm going to start a podcast 3-4 days a week that is commercial free. So look for that with calls, everything else that's coming. But Sid, don't hang up. I want you to sing us the Bon Iver, Alex Jones song when we come back from the start, and we'll get your point. Stay with us.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does Ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil in all the studies does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans or big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Nobody, I mean, nobody's got callers this amazing. Ha ha! Sid in Washington began to sing that Bon Iver song. It's been out about 6 years. That had like 30 million views on YouTube, 50 million views on Facebook. They took it down. Got re-uploaded to like 10 million views last time I checked it. Something like 8 million views on Twitter. I don't even pay attention to it. I just see it everywhere. We're talking 100 million people conservatively have heard this song. They put this song on Spotify 2 years ago for about 3 months. It had over 100 million listens or downloads, and then they took it off Spotify. But everybody else, I say everybody, thousands of people I know of, have gone in and redone the song. And so Sid called in and was singing the song live over the phone, and it sounded so, as long as playing a guitar at the same time. So, Sid, take over right now and perform it for us.
All right, Alex, but you know you got to let me do it my way. Yeah, I entered that contest. That was one of my ultimate videos. It was on your site for some time, got 3,000 views. Thank you for that. But I'm the most banned, most canceled. I was kicked off the air for using the G word in the year 2000, and I was Sid Canoe back then. But I predicted all this. I sent you the resume 5 years ago saying every life on earth depends on this, that it could be Rwanda times Bosnia to the 10th power in the United States if we don't listen to the people who are studying the Bible about this Battle of Armageddon, how the masses will be restless under their restraints. And then what you're going to see is literal vampire pot-belly goblins are running around coming after us. My spirit gets close to that evil and I feel it go We're such self-centered crap. We don't even notice hell itself rising up against us, people pouring in, millions of the very worst kind. Now, Alex, I'm actually not upset about it. I have predicted this because I stand on the shoulders of greats. We have been knowing this. No, I'll read you something real quick. The thing that's going to happen, the crisis will be reached when the hitherto upholders of the law shall become violators of the law and resistors of the will of the majority as expressed by the ballot. Fear for the future will goad the well-meaning masses to desperation, and anarchy will result when socialism fails. Written by...
All right, Sid, I appreciate your call. I wanted you to play the song. You did an okay job, and I appreciate you. But we can't get to the next amazing caller. Who knows what's about to happen next? We don't take these calls. In fact, I'm tempted. During the break, I went to the bathroom and got a cup of coffee. And I'm like, man, I should just have like a three-hour show every night where I don't talk and I just take calls. Because our callers, in fact, I'm doing it. We've already got it all set up. We've been ready for a while. We've had so much going on. We're going to launch a new show very soon that's like where I cover a few articles and then we take 3 hours of calls without me even commenting, basically. That's my goal, because it is the listeners that are incredible. Let's talk to Paul in Michigan. Paul, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Let me first say that your crew is amazing. That Invasion of the Body Snatchers video that was in there is just truly amazing.
That's about 6 years old, but yeah, that was Darren McBrain. That's a powerful video.
And all of your video, all of the clips, it takes a lot of time to put those together. They're amazing. So what I want to say basically is this, is that yesterday you had a guest on who really pretty much spelled it out, that these people want to turn humans into biomechanisms that they can control. Like,
well, Klaus Schwab has said that. Yeah, that was Dr. Lee Merritt. What's incredible is they admit it. I mean, on international TV.
Yeah, they admit it, and they're very bold about it, and they are very arrogant about it because they think that it's just so unbelievable, nobody's going to believe it. It's just too science fiction for this planet, so they're just going to throw it at us. But something she said that really stands out, and this is where I believe that the Bible and Jesus's messages comes in, is that they live off of our misery. They just throw anything that they can at us as long as we're miserable, as long as we're full of hate and anger.
Well, there's even a Star Trek episode where this alien comes on board and has the humans and Klingons fighting with each other just to get the spiritual pain. I think that's really what it is.
Yeah, and there's also a Disney movie, I think it's Monsters, Inc., where the monsters live off of everybody's hate.
Or fear.
So it really is just pretty simple. And Jesus' message was to love God, love your neighbor, but not love like the Disney movie love. This is love like a power. This is like a love
no,
like a
No, I agree. When I hate my enemies, I'm not powerful. But when I am sad for them but overcome them, I'm strong. Incredible points. Thank you, Paul. Brandon in California, you're on the air.
Alex, can you hear me?
I can.
Awesome, man. Just want to plug X2 real quick. Amazing. Haven't been sick in years. If there's one thing anybody gets, that's it. Here in California, I travel all around Southern California. Haven't really met too many Biden supporters, maybe 1 out of 100. Still seeing masks.
Oh, yeah, they don't even exist. It's a total fraud. Wait, you're telling me that Biden didn't win the election?
I'm pretty sure they'll never let California go. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like the Gascon, they just threw that out. And I haven't met anybody that, you know, wasn't against that guy. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. California is pretty much, seems hopeless at this point to even, you know, I think
so
feel the same
where Ozzy Osbourne's leaving because of the crime in California.
Yep.
And he's going to the UK, yep. Which he has even higher crime rate.
Yeah, I think he's probably just going to go hide out in the middle of nowhere. That's, you know, I think he wants to die in England. That's where he's from, so.
Well, that's what he said, but my point is that they wrecked the system and they go hide from what they've done. Henry Ford wasn't a perfect person, but he got, we're going to pay our employees triple what other people do to build an economy so they can buy the damn car. But see, that's Americanism versus globalism. Globalism just says we're going to kill your ass. Well, we're going to fight back against that. Like, they want to kill us? What do they think trying to kill off 7 million people is going to do? They may get 90% of us in the process, but the other 10% are pissed off and motivated. They're going to get Klaus Schwab.
Yeah, I agree. And doesn't California have the most electoral votes? I mean, I just don't see them ever giving the state up. And I don't see them ever giving the state up. And
no, California's fallen. It's very sad. It's an amazing state. Thank you, Brandon. All right, let's talk to Dean in Iowa. Dean, you're on the air.
Hey there, Alex. How's it going?
We're in the middle of the fight now, brother.
You betcha. All right, I'll try and paraphrase here and be quick. All right, I'm going to cite my things here as well, my documents. First of all, if you go back to March of 2020, March 26 specifically, there was a patent put in place on the website, patentscope.wipo.int. That patent number is WO2020060606. That's a cryptocurrency system using
Yeah, that's the Bill Gates data. Cryptocurrency system.
Thank you. Yep. Okay, good. Just getting some background information. That is a Microsoft technology script there. Okay, jump forward to this summer. On the World Economic Forum, they have an intelligence-fueled approach to content moderation, and that is just, it's quote-unquote, baked-in artificial human intelligence devices. And then that just ties into humans operating with the servers through 5G. Now,
that's us. That's us submitting to their programming, becoming biological slaves.
Right. So I have a little bit more here. So go forward now to the Inflation Reduction Act and what was hid in that, which was the so-called Chips and Science Act. Now, what did they give to the Chips and Science Act? $76 billion. So if you chase that down and see who, you know, they give $76 billion to the chips people. So who are the chips people? That's Intel, other processing folks like that. So if you see who owns most stocks in these types of things, like Intel, who owns Intel, excuse me, while they, of course, trade through everything else, just like everybody else, through NASDAQ. So then if you look forward into that, who has the most shares into NASDAQ? Well, Meta companies, Facebook, they're fourth on the list. But number one is Hut 8 Mining Corporation.
All right, brother.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they still afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
So, Dean, finish up your point about COVID tyranny.
You bet. So, all right. So, I've worked on these campuses, actually one the largest data campus on the planet in Iowa. I've seen these buildings. I've been in these buildings. These are the largest data farms, like I said, on the planet, definitely in the country. All these vaccines, everything is tied into collecting all this information to put into these servers. That's where why they got paid the $76 billion. It was a parts order, a PO basically, to store that information of the people of the planet to basically create duplicates or copies in the future if needed.
Sure, so they've outsourced NSA spying.
Oh, Oh, 100%. This goes down to, like I think you said before, the molecular level. They can tell what's in your body. What's your body temperature? Where'd you go yesterday? What are you planning on doing? Why? How come you're, you know, you got nervousness? Why is your body temp going up? We can tell that you're lying to us. It goes way, way deep, and I've seen it firsthand, tangible. Like this, there isn't another chip coming. There isn't another round of vaccines potentially coming. I don't believe it's already there. People have put it into their body. It's already, the ball's rolling.
That's right. That's the interface. It's a graphene oxide. Thank you, Dean. Jeff in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Welcome, and thanks for calling.
Thank you, Alex. 50,000 watts of unstoppable power. I'll tell you, the first time I heard you, when I bought a radio from a garage sale or stereo, a boombox, and a guy was putting out a small broadcast. It'd go like 10 miles. So anyway, I thought that was pretty awesome. And so I've been listening to you, and I was thinking about my dad and how Trump reacted to, you know, you don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it, you know.
Well, that's directly from Trump. He said, fine, if you don't like what I've done, I don't want to hear from you again.
Right. Well, my dad is Trump's age, maybe a year older. He's not Trump, but he's been successful and all that, really smart. All my family, first cousins and all my family, I mean, I went to a family reunion or just a get-together, and they were, like, really worried about me, about not getting a shot, right? And I'm like, well, it's not FDA approved. You know, if it gets FDA approved, I might get it, you know. And they were thinking I was going to die, and then my sweet young sister had a major stroke.
Wow.
You know. And they are still, what do they call it? Stockholm Syndrome?
Stockholm Syndrome.
It, you know? Yeah. And I looked that up and I kind of, yeah, figured it out. I mean, I heard that term one time, you know, or whatever. And it's just, it's really, it's not good. It's not a good deal. So I love everybody. You know, I still get around my family. It's not a falling out or anything, you know, but, I mean,
but they got Stockholm Syndrome. Your baby sister got super sick from this, and they're still pushing it.
Coma for 6 months, and God bless her. She's up and about now.
Wow.
She had two operations.
Well, if she takes another shot, she's dead as a doornail. Was it Moderna or Pfizer?
I don't know. You know, I don't know that. I was thinking about that. I don't know. I just can't get that close to them. I just don't bring it up around family. I still go around them. You know, I'm not my mom even, and
that's so sad. Well, God, they just can't face it. Their government's been hijacked and is out to get them. Thank you, Jeff. God bless you. Let's talk to Michigan. Let's talk to Stoney in Michigan. Stoney, go ahead.
Hi. You know what? We got 350,000 or more people that are out of power here since I don't know, about 3 o'clock yesterday, and it's given me a little opportunity here to read a few books. I want to promote your book, which I'm still waiting for in the mail. But The Real Anthony Fauci, I was reading it by candlelight, and that was good. I got you plugged in to a little jumpstart thing here. Now, the reason I was calling is also, you know, I got a neighbor that's got a generator, and I was pricing these generators, and I'm thinking, okay, that's great, as long as you got gas, you know.
Well, that's why the answer is one of these big propane tanks. Those can go a year, but yeah, everybody needs to get prepared.
Oh, I mean, I lived up on a reservation for 22 years. We always had propane, and I'll tell you what, in Michigan, I don't know how many outages I've seen. Now I'm hearing a beeping going on in my house. I don't know where it's coming from. No, this is really frustrating.
Oh, the smart meters are tracking everything you do.
Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from. It's like a high-pitched beep, and there's no electricity in the house. And also, I got your radio. you know, your portable radio I ordered, that has come in handy for me here, you know, because I had no information at all last night from anybody, you know, and actually they did not even talk about a tornado in Richmond. And if you look that up online, there was a tornado, and it was super huge. And
they were assaulting civilizations, Tony. But we got God, we're together, Stoney. We love you. Thank you. Spread the word about the broadcast. The coordinates of resistance are Infowars.com. Unbelievable. Let me explain this. We would not even been able to fund our operation if it wasn't for the book, The Great Reset and The War for the World. We sold like 5,000 unsigned books, 15,000 signed books. The books are selling out today. We are here for hours a day signing these books. They're beginning to ship today. It'll take a week or two to get them all out. If you ordered a month ago, that was a pre-order. They're shipping out today. And so just as the orders come in, the books are being sent out. Thank you so much. But what we do have in stock that I don't have to sign is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, X-Tube, Ultra 12. Those are in stock, but as soon as this show's over today, for 3 hours, well, I've got an interview after this, but after the interview, I'm going to sit there and sign over 1,000 books today. We signed a few thousand. We've got 15,000 books to sign, and I'm going to get those suckers signed, and I appreciate your support in the fundraiser. That's all coming up. Mike in New York, thanks for holding here on the air.
Alex, thank you for taking the call. Just wanted to start off by letting you know I just mixed up my daily health cocktail of vitamin mineral fusion X2 with my BioTrue Selenium. Feeling good. And wanted to get into the whole Trump thing. So something that I haven't heard mentioned, seems like everybody's coming close to this, but the issue with Trump, as we know, is the man has a massive ego. He's rare, if ever, to admit that he's done something wrong, especially when he believes in it. Now, the reason why I think he's so steadfastly holding to this is a touch of the Stockholm Syndrome cognitive dissonance, because he's not only been championing this and helping to create it, but he's also taken this vaccine. And that's the key point of this, is that he's injected his own self with this, taken the booster. I'm assuming most of his family, if not all of his family, has already taken this as well. He is not going to turn around.
Oh, I know he's not. And again, he's a scared of germs. He's a famous germaphobe. Roger Stone confirmed that for me. But then he'll take something Big Pharma concocted?
Oh, absolutely. It makes no sense. But that's what I think the key is that he's not only just helped to push this, but he's also taken it. And this guy's not going to turn around and say that he's...
So what do we do? What do we do, Mike?
...something deadly. I think that we should, if you support Trump, you should support Trump and just either get over the fact that he's
I
not
hear you.
Gonna-
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.